With a look at sports in southwestern Wisconsin, I am Phil Nee. The Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor Selection Committee has announced its induction class of 2025. The ceremony is scheduled for Saturday, December 20th at this year's Richland Invitational, just before the championship matches later that afternoon. This year's honorees include the first Richland Center wrestling teams, which were birthed under legendary coach Laverne Pieper. The team was formulated in the fall of 1958, and Pieper coached the Hornets 4 years before moving on to a Hall of Fame career at Stoughton High School. Wrestlers from those teams from 1958-59 through 1961-62 are encouraged to be a part of the ceremony on December 20th. In addition, four individuals will also be enshrined, including three teammates from the graduating class of the year 2000 and a teammate who claimed a state title that same spring as a freshman. Matt Maxwell was a co-valedictorian of his class of 2000 and, despite not wrestling during his junior year, compiled a 64-11 one-loss record and was a state qualifier as a senior. He is also one of just a handful of Hornets to win a bi-state classic championship during Richland Center's now 30-year involvement in that tournament. Zach Elliott was a 4-year letter winner, producing a record of 93-43 and placing twice in the WIAA state tournament. Elliott was 5th at 171 pounds as a junior and 6th at 189 as a senior, while also reaching the finals at the bi-state his senior season. Matt Winterberg was a 3-time WIAA state tournament qualifier who twice won third-place medals at the state meet at 160 pounds as a junior in 1999 and at 171 pounds as a senior the following spring. Winterberg won a bi-state classic title as a senior, and he is 5th on the all-time wins list for the Wrestling Hornets with a career record of 124-25. Zach Menny is also being inducted. He was a state champion as a freshman at 112 with a record of 33-7 in the year 2000. Twice more, he reached the state finals but fell just short, both as a junior and as a senior, and both times to wrestlers who, in toppling Menny, would post their 4th state championships. Zach Menny was a 4-time bi-state classic place winner and is 4th in wins in the Hornet wrestling annals with a record of 128-26. Once again, the Hornet Wrestling Hall of Honor will grow coming up December 20th. That's before the finals of the annual Richland Wrestling Invitational. Well, there are a few basketball games scheduled, some holiday tournaments today and tomorrow. None real close to home. Bangor is taking on Union Grove at the Brookfield Central High School Challenge, which is happening this weekend. Wanakee meets Wisconsin Lutheran today, and New Glarus against Evansville, all of those in girls basketball. Boys basketball, some tournaments, including the tournament at Evansville. New Glarus plays Evansville later today, and Holman hosts a tournament. They are hosting La Crescent as well. So games coming up in high school sports. Our schedule really ramps up beginning on Monday, December 1st, and lots of games going on next week here on the radio and in Southwest Wisconsin. Jordan Love converted a pair of fourth downs with touchdown passes in the first half and finished with a career-high matching 4 touchdown throws, leading the Packers to a 31-24 win over the Detroit Lions yesterday. The Packers swept the series by earning a potential tiebreaker in the NFC North. The 2-time defending division champion Lions entered the game out of the playoff picture, then fell further back in the hunt with a 3rd loss in 5 games. As far as the Packers were concerned, they came out swinging. Fourth downs were pivotal. Green Bay went 3-for-3 on fourth down, scoring twice and to seal the win. And the Lions turned it over on downs 2 times when they went for it. I'd rather go down swinging, according to coach Matt LaFleur. It says, he says, though, it can bite you absolutely if you don't get it. So the Packers did gamble and they came away with the win. Elsewhere, Dak Prescott threw for 2 touchdowns. Malik Davis sprinted 43 yards for a score. And the Dallas Cowboys overcame 2 fourth-down touchdown throws from Patrick Mahomes in a 31-28 Thanksgiving victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. CeeDee Lamb scored the first Dallas touchdown and finished with 112 yards on 7 catches, 4 days after drops plagued the star receiver in a victory over defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia. The Cowboys, 6-5-1, have won 3 straight, knocking off both of last year's Super Bowl teams in the past 5 days, and they dropped the defending AFC champion Chiefs to 6-6 in a matchup of playoff-chasing teams. Mahomes had 4 touchdown passes. Last night, Joe Burrow threw 2 second-half touchdown passes in his return for Cincinnati, and the Bengals snapped Baltimore's 5-game winning streak with a 32-14 victory over the fumble-prone Ravens. Baltimore lost 3 fumbles in the first half and turned the ball over 5 times in the game. Although the Bengals didn't take full advantage of those miscues, Burrow and his receivers began to click in the final 2 quarters. Tanner Hudson made a terrific one-handed grab in the end zone for a 14-yard touchdown to put Cincinnati up 19-7. And after the Ravens answered with Keaton Mitchell's 18-yard touchdown run, Burrow threw a 29-yard scoring pass in the third quarter. Football continues today. The Bears take on the Eagles. And also in basketball news, Nick Boyd had a career-high 36 points to go with 7 rebounds and 7 assists. Austin Rapp scored 20 points and made 5 three-pointers, and Wisconsin eased by Providence 104-83 in the Rady Children's Invitational. Men's basketball played yesterday. Boyd, who played at San Diego State last season, was 15 of 25 from the field at the San Diego Jenny Craig Pavilion. Rapp entered with just 7 three-pointers on the season. Wisconsin led 51-32 at halftime. Boyd had 18 first-half points on 8 of 13 shooting, and Rapp made 5 of his shots, 4 from 3-point range, to score 15 points for the Badgers. Providence also made 13 field goals in the first half on 31 attempts. Jack Janicki's 3-pointer with 13:31 remaining put Wisconsin ahead 70-42 for its largest lead. The Badgers play today. They'll battle TCU for the tournament title, looking to win a 3rd consecutive holiday tournament and 4th in the last 5 years. That gets underway this afternoon on the radio at 4 o'clock on WRCE. You can join us for that game on 107.7 and WRCO AM 1450. Among the college basketball games today, Eastern Illinois at Purdue, Illinois at UConn, and in college football today, Indiana plays at Purdue. That is a 6:30 kickoff time tonight. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.